Right now, I am being viciously attacked with lies and smears. It's a phony deal. I have no idea who these women are. I have no idea. And I think you all know I have no idea because you understand me for a lot of years. Okay? When you looked at that horrible woman last night, you said, I don't think so.
God. Again, you guys know me. You know me. Is he winking when he says that?
You've been knowing me for years.
Yeah.
Who is he talking about?
Who is he talking to?
All right. Tom Serafin, very famed Chicago political. Well, you know, he's one of those guys. That's the best way to describe you.
I'm still alive.
Tom, yeah, that's true. Tom is a guy who's been involved in a few campaigns. You know, done a little media work over the years, trying to help people get their message out. And so messaging, you're a messaging expert. Should he be doing this? Should he be talking about, should he be reacting to all these women who are coming out now?
Well, you know, he shouldn't be doing this. But this is something we've never seen before. And it's really, you know, we're really kind of reinventing ourselves with the internet and how we communicate in politics. You look at the money he hasn't spent on television in the country today and the several hundreds of millions of dollars that his opponent Hillary has. He's running this thing without spending money, and she's running it with spending gobs of money, and it's become a gender war. And he loses that overnight. It's done with him, as far as I'm concerned. It's a gender war. And, you know, if only women voted, she would end up with over 400 electoral votes. I think it was the Pew Research or 580 that did the analysis. And if only men voted, he'd win with about 300 electoral votes. So he's playing into her hands. The first woman to run for president, the first woman to be Secretary of State at this level in this country, the first woman whose husband was President of the United States. This woman is about to step into the White House, and he's fighting a gender war. You can't win that.
I'd like to play a few other things. I just want to get your thoughts on these, Tom, as I play them. And I want you to sit back and enjoy. This is Donald Trump from earlier today at a rally. And he liked to talk about how big these rallies are. And he said, last night we had 20,000 people, okay? No one talks about that. Well, yeah, we hear about it every time, you know, that he's out there. He's got a lot of people. But I don't think that's the point. That's not the point. What is he saying there? It's because there's millions watching him on television. Doesn't matter how many people are there. But then he says this.
Whoever she is, wherever she comes from, the stories are total fiction. They're 100% made up. They never happened. They never would happen. I don't think that happened with very many people, but they certainly aren't going to happen with me.
Again, a shot at the woman for not being attractive enough. He always has this sort of way, elliptically takes a shot at people.
Right. You know, he should have enlarged the context and talked about the role of the world of today and where men fit and where women fit and why 37% of American women that are asked have had some stranger masturbate in front of them. I mean, the women have been, you know,
Wait. 37%?
You're 37%. I mean, people don't understand. The women are yelled at, groped at, shouted at, you know, catcalled or touched by strangers on a daily basis. Men don't have that behavior. It doesn't happen to men, but it happens to women over and over again. I think this is kind of healthy because, you know, instead of hiding all these issues, they're all out on the table. And unfortunately for Donald Trump, you know, he's the person in the room that doesn't know any better, but he's the catalyst that gets this out on the table. It happens in high schools. It happens in grade school. It happens on the street, on Michigan Avenue. It happens on State Street. It's everywhere, Roa, and it's a good issue to talk about. Something we talk about race. We talk about a lot of issues, but this issue we think went to bed 30 years ago. It's still there. It's still percolating, and it's the women vote, the woman's vote that's going to win this thing for him.
All right, so what do you think about him going after Bill Clinton here? Does that help him at all? Because what he clearly is trying to solidify his base, and depress the amount of people who are going to come out for Hillary Clinton by making this so ugly that people are like, well, really, are these people any good? I can't really vote for them either. But that, that appears to be Steve Bannon, the guy who's now running the campaign. That appears to be a strategy. Does that make any sense to you?
Steve Bannon's doing the culture war, but you know, if you look at all the polls and track everything, Hillary really hasn't gone up too much, hasn't gone down too much. She's still in the low 40s. He's down in the 30s right now. So he's losing. She's kind of solid. People aren't enthused or excited to vote for her. Yeah, I don't remember who said this a long time ago. Democracy is not found in the parties, but between the parties. So that's where all everything is going. The fights are going on right now. And the parties are losing control. The elites are losing control of their own electorate. She may be the last, you know, I don't know this to be a fact, but my intuition after being around so long, she may be the last organized party candidate to be as successful as she's been so far with 43%, 44%, because with the internet now, the way to communicate, you know, and the way people are thinking about their roles, people aren't voting on what's happening with ISIS. They aren't voting on what's going on with the euro. They aren't worried about the Soviet Union. They aren't concerned about Korea with the bomb. They aren't concerned about Iran taking charge over in Iraq. They're voting on whether or not somebody is groping each other or somebody groped somebody 10 years ago. Very important issues personally, but with no impact on the world stage when it comes to national defense. And most people vote on whether or not our president is able to lead us internationally. So, but history will show, like Woodrow Wilson and others, there were always incidents inside the campaigns that made the elections about smaller items and not about the major issues around the world. So we're seeing it now. We're living through it. It's kind of an exciting time. I'm fascinated by it. I'm fascinated with, you know, Mitt Romney had large crowds. Everybody has large crowds in the last month. So that's typical, what you just said a few minutes ago. But it's what you say in those crowds is so important. Mm-hmm. And he just doesn't get it. There's nobody there around him that can control this guy. There's nobody there doing it anymore.
No. Well, and he said he wasn't going to listen to them. They told him not to do it, and he's not going to listen to them. I don't know if that's actually the case. I think he likes to be the guy that says, hey, they're telling me, but I'm going to be – he becomes the brand himself. Now, and there's also this argument. I know we got to let you go, but there's also this argument, Tom, that he is not really the – he isn't the problem. He is the symptom of a grander problem in American politics and the Republican Party as a whole. And so he will not be going away at the end of this if he does not win. Do you think there will be – he's going to blow up the Republican Party? There will now be three parties in America?
Well, I think you've got – there's going to be three or four because the Democrats have the same problem the Republicans do. It looks much more acute for the Republicans because of who they have leading them right now. But remember, Hillary Clinton – is not winning with people under the age of 50. Hillary Clinton is losing the Bernie voters. A lot of those people are sitting home. She needs them to come out to vote. I mean, the Democratic electorate is much different than Hillary Clinton today. It doesn't look like Hillary at all, but because she's the first woman, she's going to receive a lot of that opportunity. But that party is gone and going in a completely different direction. There is no Republican Party in the sense that what do they stand for? I know what the Democrats, I know what Bernie stands for. I don't know what Hillary stands for. I know what the future of the Democrats look like. I don't know what it looks like for the Republican Party. The aftermath, the afterstory is where all of this will break out. The institutions are going to fracture and break out. Donald Trump has been able to do something nobody else has been able to do, but he was just the spokesman for a group of people that have been cut out of this country for a long time and fed up and mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore. About 42% of the country feels that way. And even with those individuals, he's upsetting them because of his rhetoric. They'll find another leader, but that body still will need to be dealt with. I hope Hillary or whoever wins this race will reach out to them and do it in a way that bring them inside the tent, because that fracture in our culture is what's going to hurt all of us if we don't mend it.
All right. Tom Serafin.
Yeah.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday to you, buddy.
Go Cubs. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, they'll win tonight. They're going to be good. They're going to be good.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.
Peace, brother.
All right. There he goes. Tom Serafin. Best hair in all of media, by the way, and all of politics. Better hair than even Mitt Romney.
Better than Dave Ennett's? Better than Dave Vinatieri.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, you know what I got in my hot little hand right now?
Tickets to the Blackhawks game?
It's so funny you should mention that, Kev.
What a guess by me. I had a hunch.
All brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. For all the right reasons, Four Seasons. Find them online at fourseasonsheatingcooling.com or on Facebook. Right now, 19th caller, 312-981-7200. These are for tomorrow night's game against the Nashville Predators. What's going on here? 312-981-7200.
Phone. I know.
Not my number. Don't call my number.
Call the hotline.
Would you just pick up? I can't stay on this long.
Did I just give out my own home, my own cell number accidentally? 19th caller. Did I do that?
That would be funny.
312-981-7200. All right.